had some kind of a wound that didn't heal right, and it got this kind of white stuff around it. You'd call that stuff?
Well, I'd call it a chronic sore, is what we'd call it.
Have you ever heard of crown flesh?
Yeah, I've heard that. That's blood poison.
Well, that's what that is?
Mm.
Oh. And they call it...
But if anybody ever gets that, well, they're supposed to take strong salt water and lay their hand in that and soak it for about 30 minutes and it'll kill the blood poison.
Oh, it will. But that crown flesh is just the same thing?
It's blood poison.
Blood poison. Now, if a person had a little cut on their finger, they might paint.
Melidine?
Uh-huh. And if a person had malaria, they might give them...
Well, they'd give them a shot, but if they'll go out and get the bark off of prickly ash and take that and boil, not boil it, but soak it in water in a cup, just soak it, and drink that way it'll kill the chills and malaria.
Oh, really? Is that not quinine, is that?
No, it's a tree that grows.
Uh-huh.
It's got thorns on it.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't know if quinine came off
and,
a tree or anything.
And it's called tire blanket. The Indians called it tire blanket because when they were wrapping their blankets, they'd run through it while them thorns would tear their blankets.
Oh, I see.
And it's got a big flower right up in the top of it and makes berries on the top of it.
Now, if a person died and you didn't know the cause of the death, you'd say, well, I don't know what he died.
I'd say we don't know what he died of.
And a place where people are buried, you call that the
cemetery
and then the,
or graveyard.
And then that box that they put them in, you call that the
casket.
And a ceremony, like when they go bury somebody at the church, they call that a...
They preach a sermon.
Have you ever heard it called, sometimes called a funeral?
Mm-hmm.
They say they're going to go to a person's
funeral.
And if a person was dressed all and somebody died in their family and they was all dressed in black, you'd say they were in
funeral clothes.
Have you ever heard it called, say they're in mourning?
No, not very much. I never did hear it. Just all assured that when they dress in black, well, that's what they dress in to go to a funeral. But they used to have mourners.
Oh, they would.
They had mourners to, like if it, some of the Jews died, well, they'd mourn them for about 4 or 5 days or something like that. They just had some people that was trained to cry.
Really?
That would just mourn over somebody that way.
Well, now, if you had that disease that people get in their joints, they call that
rheumatic fever.
What about now this disease that a lot of children used to get a long time ago, and they get a real bad sore throat and have like blisters on the inside. They choke.
Dip theory, and then they'd croup. They'd have the croup and different names like that for it.
What about that disease that would make people's skin turn yellow?
Well, a yellow jaundice is what they called it.
And if you have your appendix taken out, you say you have a
appendix operation.
Mm-hmm. And you'd call that disease, or you'd say you had an attack of...
Well, you'd have attacked appendicitis if it you'd really just have an attack of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person had to vomit, you'd say he had to vomit because he is sick